Colleges and universities, rocked by charges of taking kickbacks from student lenders, are now facing even tougher scrutiny. New revelations show that schools have accepted perks from companies that send students on study abroad programs, and investigators say they're pushing their probe further to see whether schools are getting special compensation for other services as well. NPR's Larry Abramson has more.
New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has forced student lenders and universities to cough up millions to settle charges that schools got perks in exchange for a bigger share of the student loan business. Cuomo's special assistant Ben Losky says that probe has now expanded
to things like food services, computer services, bookstores, and other such products.
It turns out one of those products is the business of sending students on study abroad programs. This week, Cuomo subpoenaed five companies to find out whether they're offering any kinds of favors to schools in exchange for student clients. It turns out many study abroad officers get all-expense-paid trips to the countries their students are visiting. Lynn Anderson says this is standard practice at the University of California, San Diego, where she is now Dean of International Education, and it was also at her old job at the University of Minnesota.
We would sit in on classes, meet with faculty members, talk with the academic advising staff there, examine the housing. It's really making sure that the company that's providing the education abroad experience for the student is providing a high-quality one.
Other travel abroad officials say they view such trips as due diligence, a way of protecting their youthful charges. Lynn Anderson says these are not golf junkets. They're actually pretty grueling.
They're 10-hour days. You're writing up things, you're discussing, you're debating the whole time. It doesn't mean that there isn't, you know, a nice dinner or a chance for a walk.
Anderson says she ran all 15 student abroad agreements with private companies past her lawyer, and he said they looked fine. In fact, many schools say, what's the big deal? These are programs worthy of support. Besides, they say, schools generally lose money when kids take their tuition to an overseas school. But Barmak Nasirian of the American Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers says here, as in most things, higher ed should be above suspicion.
I think institutions should make sure that the programs they offer are the best ones for their students, and they should make sure that no other consideration has affected that judgment.
There's a big difference between these allegations and those in the student loan scandal. Federal and state statutes clearly restrict some of the practices uncovered in that industry. Study abroad and other businesses may not be as easy to regulate. Ben Losky in the New York Attorney General's office says the legal bar lies right about here.
If students are told this is the best program by far, when in reality the school hasn't even bothered to check, really it's just that the school has a financial relationship with the program, that's the kind of relationship and representations that would cause us to have concerns legally.
The study abroad companies that received the subpoenas would only say they will cooperate with the investigation. The companies did not deny they cover some travel costs, but one company said they are open to revising their agreements. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.